Luke. The mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside and they wish to see you." He said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it." The Gospel of the Lord. I have a free intention in this Mass, so I will offer it for all of you, that you will become holy men of God and you'll be able to save thousands of souls. That's going to be my intention for this Mass. And God's going to hear me, because this Mass is a Mass in honor of Mary. So it's a good idea to always begin our day and end our day with the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the life of St. John Bosco, he had a spiritual prodigy in the oratory, and his name was Dominic Savio. Dominic Savio is going to die at 14 years and 11 months, not even 15. After he died, St. John Bosco had a vision of Dominic Savio. And Dominic Savio was kind of bantering with John Bosco. And he was seeing what John Bosco would say as to what gave Dominic Savio most joy when he was living. So Savio said, "Oh, well, why don't you guess? What do you think?" And Bosco said, "Well, probably your deep prayer life." And he said, "Well, guess again." He said, "Well, maybe your intense penance that you did for the salvation of souls." "Guess again." Bosco said, "Well, probably your ability to bring so many other young men to God through the confessional, through your apostolic work." "Fine, but guess." So Bosco couldn't think of anything more, and Savio said, "That which gave me the greatest joy in my life was my love and devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary." Hope that you can maybe say that at the end of your life. You become priest one day, you have so many opportunities to promote devotion to Mary among your faithful. So many. After the baptism, it's optional, but after the baptism, I always bring the mother, father, and the godparents right here. And I consecrate their little children to the Blessed Mother. I have presided over many First Communion Masses. Thousands of children have been here for many years. What do I do at the end of the First Communion Mass? I expose the Blessed Sacrament. I pray the Rosary with the children and their parents. Then I do a Eucharistic Marian procession, where I take the monstrance presided by the Blessed Virgin Mary. I walk around the church two times, and I bless the people with the monstrance, which is Jesus, but in front of that is the Blessed Mother. You start off a confirmation program. We always start off by praying the rosary. If you're here in California, you have Our Lady of Guadalupe, in which you can promote so strong. If you have contact with the Filipinos, it's Our Lady of Perpetual Help. October 13th, you're invited. We're going to be having our parish retreat in honor of Our Lady of Fatima, October 13th. When you go to the bedside of someone that's dying, what should you do? Confession, anointing of the sick, communion, viaticum, then you pray the rosary in the chapel of Divine Mercy. There are so many ways that you can promote devotion to Mary. But you know, devotion to Mary is always going to augment love for Jesus Christ. As St. Louis de Montfort says, the quickest, the easiest, the shortest pathway to the heart of Jesus Christ is through his mother. So the gospel today is a very Marian gospel, in which the interpretation is Mary only has one biological child. That's Jesus. But Mary has millions and millions and millions and millions of spiritual children. You hear it today in the gospel, but it's going to be played out more fully when Jesus is hanging on the cross. He says, "Woman, behold thy son, son, behold thy mother." From that moment, the beloved disciple took Mary into his home, which means into his heart. So in the person of St. John the Evangelist is every one of us. Mary is our spiritual mother as she stands underneath the cross, offering Jesus Christ to God the Father for the salvation of the whole world. So hopefully, as you're heading toward the priesthood one day, you recognize that you're never alone. You have the Blessed Virgin Mary with you. Mary's with you. Mary's praying for you. Mary loves you. Mary's going to help you. Mary's going to be at your side. Invite Mary this very day to be with you, to walk with you, to encourage you, to pick you up when you fall down. Because Mary is our life, our sweetness, and our hope. Amen.